The Alpha Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the Alpha Sessions. I'm Macy Lewis and I'm joined by the incredible Daniel Leckerman. How are you today?
Hello. I'm good.
Good. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's start off by describing your music for us in three words.
I would say pop. Energetic. Mostly energetic.
Yeah, it's energetic. We're getting that word on
Okay, I'm already on three words. Last word, maybe... warm.
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah,
and everyone else is going to hear that soon when they listen to your song.
Oh, I hope so.
They will. It is so good. It's almost like electric-y as well.
Yeah.
I feel that, yeah. I'm adding another word that's four words. But yeah, so you're initially from Glasgow, though.
I am.
So how come you moved to London?
I wanted a bit of a change, and I came for uni, actually. Yeah, during the pandemic. So it wasn't the best time to move, but I was ready for it and I have no regrets. So.
Perfect, yeah. So what's the best part about living here then versus Glasgow?
I would say it's a bit warmer. Not much.
Not much. Getting there. A degree or so.
Yeah, but it actually does, like, you can feel the difference.
Oh, really?
I also love the infrastructure. Like, it's so, like, there's buses everywhere. Like, it's so easy just to kind of, like, commute and get around. I mean, obviously, there is challenges, but, yeah. TfL isn't the cheapest. yeah, and I also love, like, how much green spaces there are. Like, it's really surprising, actually.
Well, do you not have much of that in Glasgow?
No, like, there is.
I was going to say, surely.
There is, but, like... I would just say because obviously London's a lot bigger, there's more people. It just feels really green as well.
Yeah, which is perfect. It's so nice. Yeah. It changes the mood. It changes everything.
It does.
Yeah. So I want to get straight onto your music. Let's go dive right in. You've got an upcoming single called Motion.
Yeah.
And on your Instagram, you described it as a new chapter. So do you want to share what this chapter is? Tell us a bit about the song, what inspired it.
Yeah, I think my music always kind of reflects, like, where I'm at as well. And, like, this is it's a kind of, like, modern pop drum and bass vibe. So, yeah, I'm really excited to put it out there.
But it sounds very different to your normal music. So how does it differ musically from what you've initially done?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely goes a bit more like modern pop, drum and bass. Kind of thinking like Kenya Grace a bit, like Ollie Alexander, Troye Sivan kind of vibe.
Would you say it was like a challenge to differentiate from your initial music to this new vibe?
No, because I feel like I was ready for a bit of a shift.
Yeah.
And the actual, because when we wrote the song at the beginning, it was actually just a ukulele, and then we kind of like pitched it up, and then I was like, you know, I think it would benefit from like a really fast beat, and so we done that, and I was like, okay, yeah, I like where this is going.
It was just all heading up.
Yeah.
So it sounds really, really great. I'm going to take a listen to it. But also know that this hospital means a lot to you. It's got a sacred place in your heart.
It does.
Because you were treated here.
Yeah.
Would you be okay to share your story?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. So about 9 months ago-ish, well, in August last year, I decided to have foot reconstruction surgery, which... was quite long to recover. I mean, not that bad. Luckily, I've made quite a speedy recovery considering. Yeah, I guess it's like before I had the surgery, I didn't want to like rush into having it. But I feel like it was the place that it felt the most promising as well, and it felt like at the right time. Like if I left it any later, I would have things probably would have got bad. I would have probably spent a lot of the time in a wheelchair, actually, if I left it even like 2 years.
It sounds like you made the right choice to have the surgery when you did have it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. And like, the goal was never to have like a perfect foot. It was just to kind of like help manage. And honestly, my foot, it's great. Like, I'm glad that I done it. Like, I still live with a neuromuscular condition and I still have everyday challenges. So it's not over. It's a continuous thing. But yeah, like, I felt like the surgery was the right time and the right place to have it.
Well, it seems like you're doing amazing. Like, you honestly just living life and you're doing what you want to do, which is great.
Thanks.
What advice would you give to people who are struggling with the challenges of going through surgery, as someone who's gone through it yourself?
I think you can never fully prepare. Like, not that it's... not to say that in a way which is like, you have no idea what to expect, because I think it's important to do your research and to like also try and talk to people that have had or that have gone through like a similar experience. But like, you... I think just don't overthink it either. Just like, prepare yourself, know what you're, you know why you're doing what you're doing. Also trust the process, and lean into that as well. And I don't think it's like, I worry a lot. Like, I have a lot of health anxiety as well. So like, but I feel relieved. Like, I thankfully I didn't overthink this too much, because I really trusted and knew that it was the right thing to do. But in saying that, I think you can never be 100% sure. Like, it's normal to have doubts as well.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Like, it is. I feel like we have to be told that not everything in life is perfect. You are going to doubt about everything, and that's fine.
It's normal.
Like, everyone feels these emotions. Like, just because you're worrying about surgery doesn't mean the people in the room next to you aren't. You're not in the same boat, but you're in similar boats. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
from this, you also run an initiative which promotes accessibility for musicians. What's it called? Why did you start this? How's it going?
Yeah, it's called the Harmony Dialogue. I came up with the idea maybe like a year ago or 2 years ago, and I just, from like my experience, I've just like seen such a lack of disability representation and awareness within the music sector and just beyond, really. And I think there's so many things that just need to be more unpacked and like destigmatized. And I guess I just created the initiative just to highlight stories and spotlight different artists and people in the industry, and also help signpost. And so, yeah, it's something that I definitely want to do more of, and I think hopefully soon I'll have more of the capacity to do more of it. And already I've done like some workshops as well.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. So what do the workshops involve?
Yeah, so like, it's been exploring vulnerability as well. Some of it has been kind of tailored towards more performers, and like just talking about like our craft and like ways that the industry can increase visibility and accessibility. And then some of the others have been more like consultation. So like kind of like access, awareness, training, discussion based as well.
That's really good. So then what's the plan for the future of the Harmony Dialogue?
I think I want to build a consultation service as well. So I work with different organizations and festivals and promoters, and just basically support them in their journey to increase like accessibility basically, and, yeah. and just promote that. And I think as well it starts from inception, like it has to, it's attitudinal, right? Like I hate when it's seen as like a tick box exercise.
Yeah
that can be frustrating.
I know, I completely get that. It needs to be like a mindset adaption kind of thing.
Yep.
So when is the next Harmony Dialogue event, and how can we know about it, get involved?
Yeah, I mean, potentially an event next month, but I don't have a confirmed date.
That's fine.
And but yeah, keep on the watch for it.
It's on Instagram, right? You've got an account for called the Harmony Dialogue?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Basically.
So that's how we know how to find it.
Yeah.
We can keep in touch and see what's going on, which is great.
Yeah.
You've also just sung a song before called As Much As It Hurts.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about this song? What inspired it?
Yeah. So for me, I guess when I was writing it, kind of like in the title, like As Much As It Hurts, I'm Still Here. Like I'm still here.
Yeah.
I've got this. It's kind of like got a lot of affirmations in it.
Mm.
Like I'm doing this, like, you know, like just kind of like, yeah, believing in yourself.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
It's a mindset to have, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to put yourself in a box and shut it and put it in the corner. You
yeah.
keep going.
Yeah, and I'm not like wallowing in the lyrics as well. Like I'm not like, oh, look, it hurts. Like I hate life. Like
yeah, it's a complete opposite.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, like we all go through stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, okay, this is where I'm at. There's good parts, there's not so good parts, and it's kind of just like accepting that as well.
Yeah.
I'm here, let's play this truth or dare. I swear I was so honest. What happened to your promise? Stuck in this atmosphere, like cutting through thin air. Know how I'm feeling older, but maybe it's just colder. My alibi, my reason why, my superhero, supervillain in disguise. You make or break me, know how to change me. You talk too much, I'll shut you up, at least I know that. Wanna do things to change more, tell me if you feel it too. Wanna break chains and let loose, yeah. Time to stop thinking the worst. Why does it feel like a curse? Had the horizon no words. As much as it hurts, I'm here. Let's breathe this truth or dare. I swear I was so honest. What happened to your promise? Stuck in this atmosphere, like cutting through thin air. No, I'm feeling older, but maybe it's just colder. As much as it hurts, I'm here. Myself, I'll give it all. This heavy loaded world. It's time to sink it all. As much as it hurts, I'm here. Let's breathe this truth or dare. I swear I was so honest. What happened to your promise? Stuck in this atmosphere, like cutting through thin air. Know how I'm feeling older, but maybe it's just colder. As much as it hurts, I'm here. I'm nearly here. I'm nearly here, yeah. As much as it hurts, I'm here. I'm nearly here, I'm nearly here.
The Alpha Sessions.
So did you ever consider making a music video for this song, or would that, are you into that? Because I know you studied film, right?
I didn't. No, I
Google's been lying. Oh, that's so crazy. Google is lying to me. Okay, that's fine.
No, but like, I find it really fascinating, like film, like, and I'd love to. The thing is, I haven't really done music videos. Like, I really want to.
Yeah.
It's not always the most feasible and like easy to do, and like, but I do want to do it. I think with the song After Motion, the next one, I would love to. And I'm trying to think two steps ahead.
No, but that would be so cool. Like, what would your ideal music video involve? Like, what kind of vibe would you go down?
I just love being in nature and just like also like partying in nature. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know really. I think one thing that I would say is I do struggle with kind of like seeing myself back in camera, and just like movement and stuff. Like I struggle with, because like the industry itself is so able-bodied. Like, you're expected to look a certain way, move a certain way, like perform a certain way, and I feel like I don't always kind of, I don't know, I don't always kind of reflect or like look a certain way. And that's some, like, I think in that way my disability can sometimes that's when it can struggle.
But you can do what works for you, and I know you're saying like the industry is very ability based and you have to look a certain way. How many, think about it, there are so many people behind the cameras, behind their phones, who aren't singers, aren't performers, who want to see people that look like them, and you could be that person for them, and they want to see people who are similar to them. And we need more people like you in the industry to say, like, we can do this, we can get through this.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to be on camera dancing around doing some, like, competitive dance routine. Like, that's not what you need. You do what works for you, and people can see you and admire you.
Watch me do that.
Yeah, see what doing some, like, full-on dance routine. Don't do anything like that, but just whatever works for you, then people can see that. And even if you are just walking around in the video, you're making something, you're doing something, and it's great.
Yeah, that's true. And like that bit that you said about representation, like, I don't think I'd be the one to be that person that's like, I mean, there are like so many amazing disabled artists out there, but there's not enough, basically. There's not enough support as well for them. Like, it's just crazy to me, because 1 in 4 people in the UK are disabled. And I think many of the artists in the charts actually have a disability or a chronic condition, but they're just not like outwardly spoken, and they're not seen as disabled. And I also do kind of get the thing of like not wanting to be defined as like by your disability or to be seen as disabled, but like, I think the shift is happening, but it's slowly, like we need more.
It's just just a slow process right now.
It is.
Yeah, but it's going to be fine. Like, it takes time. It does.
Yeah.
And I know you had a gig at the Karma Sanctum Soho Hotel, is that right? In February. And you sang a track which was unreleased at the time, but now it is released. It was Circles, right?
Yeah, that was Circles.
Yeah, which is a really good track. What was the experience like performing there?
Yeah, really great, actually. So I help out with a live monthly showcase in Soho that's currently at Karma Sanctum. It's called Alyssa and Friends. Promoters are Moonlight and West. The great. And I also help out with like access on the night as well. I also got the opportunity to perform. Really good. I think I had the best setup I've ever had when performing. Yeah.
That's really good. What was it like, the setup?
Yeah, so I kind of like played keys, I sang, I also had like a prearranged backing as well. So yeah. I was happy with how I went. I just feel like I want to do it more, and I'm slowly building my confidence back
up. That's great. Do you gig a lot at the moment? or
no, not as much as I'd like to. That's something I want to do more. Yeah, I just like I feel like I'm more of a recording artist and like rather than like performing.
Yeah,
but also you kind of need to perform.
Do you? I mean, you don't obviously have to answer this, but do you get like pre-gig nerves? And if so, like, how do you manage that for the listeners? Is there a way which helps you before performing, which could help them?
Yeah. So, I think obviously everyone handles anxiety differently. Yeah. Like, it's totally normal to have to be anxious before a gig, and I think it's good. Like, nerves are not necessarily a bad thing. I think in my case, it's been to my disadvantage because I have like dexterity issues with my hands. And I remember I once done this gig and like my hands froze. And then because I couldn't like physically play because of the nerves just on top of the dexterity, it just wasn't a vibe. And then my kind of voice froze and it just didn't. Yeah. But in terms of like managing anxiety, like I think it's always good just to try and like be grounded and like not like stay hydrated as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like never.
That's first that's the first for everything, just stay hydrated.
Yeah. Literally. Always. Like I've been having, I think we spoke about this earlier, but like electrolytes.
Yes, yes, you were saying.
And it honestly boosts your,
I feel like I need hydrated. That because I am,
everyone needs it.
Yeah, I'm a caffeine person, which isn't the best thing ever,
but it's not the worst thing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean there's worse things than that, but I do have caffeine a lot, so I feel like electrolytes may be the way to go.
Yeah, honestly I think it's increasing and I'm glad that it is.
Yeah.
To a stranger in the dark, motion sickness, I'm back at the very start. You don't see it, but I see it like full moon. We're face to face, but you don't realize it now, do you? Tell me that you'll fuel my fire. Wanted more, I want desire like you do. But we could light like the stars of June. I'll wait for you with open arms. Your eyes, they greet me with a smile. You're flying past the ozone, but somehow you're coming back. Everything that's keeping me from letting go too far. I'm trying to pull myself apart, but somehow you're coming back to us. But I flushed it away in my fears, but you turned a blind eye on me, baby. Running around my head, can't sleep much lately. It's driving me crazy. Tell me that you'll fuel my fire. Wanted more, I want desire like you do. But we could light like the stars of June. I'll wait for you with open arms. Your eyes, they greet me with a smile. You're flying past the ozone, but somehow you're coming back to
alpha sessions.
So back to the performing aspect. Yeah. What's the best part of it? What do you love the most about performing?
I love feeling on top of the world. Yeah, I just love the freedom and the expression and just like sharing my music.
Yeah.
And just being able to like communicate that with an audience and like, it's fun.
Yeah, and also surely like seeing how everyone responds as well.
Yeah.
It's a nice, just nice supportive atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to the song Circles, which you sung, which is also now released. You can listen to Circles. What's that about? What inspired this song?
Yeah, Circles is kind of about the monotony of everyday life. I feel like, especially before I got the surgery, I was very much caught. And I was in a really, I'm not allowed to swear, right?
Yeah.
No, I was in a really rubbish job. And just because, bills and, life. And I... traveling at peak hours in central London is just not always the best when you're going through health stuff as well. And to a job that wasn't very accommodating. So for me, I just kind of was caught up in a rut, and this song is basically a reflection of that. And but I wanted to make it relatable, and I wanted it to feel because I feel like many of us, especially being in the city or commuting to the city, we know that it has pros and it has cons. This is more about the cons.
That's real.
It's kind of you want to be seen, but also you kind of want to not stand out too much, and it's a balance.
Yeah, finding that balance. Yeah, I completely get that.
Was a hideout again when I ran out of breath. I'm a stalk and pretend, or lost in the real remains. All that you know and know that you don't, and I hate it. Say yeah, do I go round in circles, spin around in circles, changing all the time? Did I let my head down for a moment? Did I let the new signs circle, spin around in circles to the other side? Waiting patiently for a long time, getting packed on the train just to rewind. I'll fake it till I make it. I'll be spinning around in circles. Want you to save me here. Wish I did so bad, you know. I'll fake it till I make it. I'll be spinning around in circles. Want you to save me here. Wish I did so bad, you know. It's after 7 o'clock. Now watch me dance till the drop. Under the covers for days, guilty for the way I take hours of rest. With myself up in bed, am I shameful or just unable? Do I go round in circles, spin around in circles, changing all the time? Did I let my head down for a moment? Did I let the new signs circle, spin around in circles to the other side? Waiting patiently for a long time, getting packed on the train just to rewind. I'll fake it till I make it. I'll be spinning around in circles. Want you to see me here. Wish it'd go by low. I'll fake it till I make it. I'll be spinning around in circles. Want you to see me here. Wish it'd go by low. It don't come back around. Got me feeling down, and I'm feeling now, and I'm feeling now.
The Alpha Sessions.
Would you ever make an EP or an album?
Oh,
is that in the works?
I think I'm not at the stage that I would.
Yeah.
Because I just think, like, I'm not at the stage that
That's
I...
That's okay. Yeah.
Like, I have the material to do it. I just feel like it's better releasing, like, singles at
yeah.
the moment.
I completely get that, yeah. So we're going to go back to talk about stage and gigs.
Okay.
Obviously, you want to do more gigs. Is there any dream venue, dream country that you'd want to perform in? Maybe back in Glasgow?
Yeah, I think there's a few in Glasgow, like Cantards. I think I pronounced that right. I mean, I am probably most familiar with the venues here.
Yeah.
But I'd love to, like, touring, I would love to do.
Yes.
In terms of energy levels, and like that's another thing I want to do with the Harmony Dialogue, is also focusing on like kind of just like tour well-being.
Yeah.
Because it's so draining from what I've heard it's like.
And you could do it in your own style. You don't have to perform every night. Got artists that perform every night, like hats off to them. That is incredible. But energy, yeah, I completely get that. You could always do it the time frame that suits you.
Yeah, like you're running off so much adrenaline as well. Like,
yeah, I'm sure after performing the adrenaline rush is so high.
Yeah.
Must be crazy, yeah.
Yeah. But in terms of like other venues, I don't know. I'm open.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I saw on your Spotify, I don't know how I managed to figure this one out because I've never seen this before, but you got a lot of listeners in the Philippines. Don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
So would you ever go over there and give some music to your fans in the Philippines?
Yeah, why not? I mean, like, I feel like I'm not at the stage that I would, like, tour myself.
Yeah,
like, I'm just...
In the
I feel
future,
like,
of course.
And that's also a reason why I feel like I am inclined to move back to Scotland right now, because I feel like, you know, it also feels very supportive up there. And just, like... kind of like getting like more being more in the local scene, I guess. I think that's for me my focus right now, and I have the capacity, like I'm starting to have the capacity to just focus on that.
That's perfect. Gotta focus on that, and then in the future that's other things to worry about later on down the line. As is there any artist that you would love to collab with, like a dream collab?
I love Kesha.
Kesha,
like, love Kesha,
so iconic. Imagine you just see me doing a gig and you bring Kesha out.
I mean, like,
insane.
Yeah, like,
what's your favorite Kesha song?
I'm listening to, like, she's just having a new album coming out. I love, what's it called? It's called Boy Crazy.
Right. Can you give us a rendition of Boy Crazy?
No.
Just throwing you on the spot now.
But I'm like obsessed.
That's so real. Yeah. I didn't realize she had another album coming out. Like, I need to get into that. I
it's like, yeah.
When's it out? Do you know?
Soon.
I'll figure out.
Yeah.
That's good. So before we end the session, I want to do this question and ask everyone.
Okay.
What piece of advice would you tell your 10-year-old self?
Oh. And Danny boy. I think if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to.
Yeah.
And just like, the world's a scary place. Like it is, and there's no getting away from that, and it's even scarier right now, but like sorry, that's so not optimistic. But like, I think you have to believe in yourself.
Yeah,
you have to show yourself love. I know that that's so cringe, but like, you do. Expect the unexpected. And also just like just do what you love, follow your passions, listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with all of that, like, completely perfect way to be, and it was optimistic at the end, so we got the optimism. But yeah, so thank you so much for chatting with us today. Do you want to tell us your socials? How can we find you?
Socials is just D Leckerman, so
on everything.
DLECKERMAN. Mm-hmm. It means delicious man, actually, and I think Afrikaans and in German.
Love that.
So I'm just throwing that out
there. Delicious man, there you
it's
go.
It's like the best pickup line.
That I mean, not so really. Good. My name means delicious man. I love that. That's so good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to chat to you and learn about your career and everything you've been through.
Thank you.
And thanks hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
The Alpha Sessions.